Hello, this is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you have joined me today. Hey, this is Monday morning. We're starting a new week. And you know, I was away ministering this weekend in Paris, Texas. Had a wonderful time ministering God's Word, fellowshipping with friends, worshiping God. What a blessed time it was. And arrived back home here on a Sunday. This is Sunday evening. And I decided to go ahead and record the podcast for today, for Monday. And I decided to deviate just a bit from our regular plan, which is we've been going through Paul's letter to the Colossians and such powerful truths in those lessons. But for today, for Monday at least, I'm going to share an article that I have just written, and I've posted it to my blog called biblicalawakening.blogspot.com. That's the URL, biblicalawakening.blogspot.com. If you want to access this blog, just go to my website, eddiehyatt.com, and look over on the left-hand side, and you'll see there the word blog, and you can click on that. That might be the easiest way if you want to go and look at all of the powerful articles I have on this blog. And it's called the 1726 Project. And what it is setting the record straight about America's founding. America's founding was not perfect, but America's founding was godly. There was a great spiritual awakening in 18th century colonial America that absolutely morally transformed the Eastern Seaboard. Entire towns were morally and spiritually transformed. There was a great abolition movement, an anti-slavery movement that came out of that great revival and turned multitudes against slavery at a time it was being practiced in most of the world, and including most of America's founding fathers were turned against slavery by this movement. And so there's an all-out attempt today to demonize America's founding, to demonize America's founders, because they know that, as George Orwell said in his classic book 1984, whoever controls the past controls the future. So they're trying to control the past and demonize America's past to make it more easy for them to fundamentally transform the America that I grew up in and that our parents and grandparents grew up in, the America of Washington and Lincoln and Jefferson, the America of liberty. And so that's what that blog is all about. And again, go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. Look over on the left side and you can click on blog. Well, I want to share with you what I just posted today. And I called it the full article of the blog is, I believe the title is, Why a Christian Awakening is American Marxism's Worst Nightmare. Why a Christian Awakening is American Marxism's Worst Nightmare. You know, in his blockbuster new book, American Marxism, by Mark Levin, who is a well-known media personality here in America, but he has a background in politics. He's a lawyer. He served in the Reagan administration. But in this new book, Mark Levin warns that Marxist ideology has now permeated every facet of American society, including our educational systems, the media, corporations, Hollywood, and politics. Now, he has obviously touched on a deep felt need with this book because it shot to number one on Amazon before it was ever released. Yes, America is deeply concerned about the direction this nation is going in and about the Marxist influences that are easy to see for those who are informed. In a recent poll by National Public Radio, people were asked if they thought that American democracy was alive and well or under threat. 67%, over two-thirds, 67% of the respondents said that they believed American democracy to be under threat. And that is so true. It is so very true. Well, the battle for the heart and soul of America is spiritual in nature, which is why the answer will not come from the White House, but from God's house, from God's people. The greatest weapon against the Marxist agenda for America is a genuine national spiritual awakening wherein the masses renew their faith in the God of the Bible. You see, this would spell the end of Marxism in America or any country, whether Ireland or Canada or Nigeria or Uganda or Pakistan, wherever you may be listening, South America, South Africa. Such an awakening, such a Christian awakening would spell the end of Marxism in your country. For Marxism cannot exist without atheism. Karl Marx himself arrogantly declared the abolition of religion is as the illusory happiness of the people is the demand for their real happiness. In other words, for Marx, abolishing faith in God was a necessary component for securing what he considered real happiness in his communist system. You see, in Marxism, the state is God, and the people are made the wards of the state. They must look to the state for everything, for health care, for child care, for home care, and for their every need. The state becomes God in their lives and controls their lives. Christians and their faith in God are perceived as threats to such a Marxist statist vision because their trust is in the living God, not in the state. This is why Marxist regimes, whether the old Soviet Union or Mao's China or Castro's Cuba, have all been hostile toward people of genuine living faith. You see, the God of Marxism is a jealous God and will tolerate no rivals. Now, over the past 60 years, we have seen this same hostility that has been exhibited in Marxist regimes. We have seen this same hostility arising toward people of faith in America, and maybe you have in whatever country you're listening to this on. For example, we have seen the forced removal of crosses and Christian symbols from public venues. We have seen the banning of prayer and Bible reading from public schools. We have seen the secularizing of Christmas, with nativity scenes being banned from public properties and Christmas trees being called holiday trees. These are all, there's so much more could be said about this, but these are clear indications that America is being groomed for a socialist, Marxist, atheistic society. It is therefore not surprising that in 2019, the Democrat National Committee, the voice of the party for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi, unanimously passed a resolution in which they affirmed atheism and declared that neither Christianity nor any religion is necessary for morality and patriotism. And by the way, that was a complete deviation and rejection of the attitude of America's founders, whose writings and letters and speeches are filled with references to God and to faith in Jesus Christ. Interesting, not a single Democrat leader has expressed opposition to this party resolution affirming atheism and declaring that Christianity is not necessary for morality and patriotism. So we have to conclude, when we hear individual expressions of faith from this party, we have to conclude that this is mere window dressing. And it is another indication of America being prepared for an atheistic Marxist society. Well, what is the answer? Yes, I have faith that Marxism will be defeated in America, but not from the White House. Marxism will be defeated at God's house, whether it's America, Canada, Ireland, South Africa, wherever it may be. What will turn the Marxist dream for America into a nightmare is a Christian awakening wherein America's national motto is renewed. A motto from earlier and more faithful times that simply reads, "In God we trust," found on all of our currency and coins. In God we trust, America's national motto. When faith in God is awakened, people are set free from dependence on government. Their faith is now in a higher power. There's a higher power than the White House. There's a higher power than Washington, D.C. Oh, never let your faith be in anything but the living God who made heaven and earth. You see, when faith in God is awakened, people are set free from dependence on government. Their faith is now in a higher power. They want government not to nanny them, but to protect their God-given constitutional rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let us therefore examine ourselves, as Paul said, whether we are in the faith. And let us ask God to renew our own personal faith in Him. And then let's pray together and ask Him to visit this nation once again with another great awakening. Such an awakening will renew Christian faith, hope, and love. And such an awakening will be American Marxism's worst nightmare. Oh, yes, it's an awakening unto God that is the answer for America and for any nation in the world today. If you want to know what a great awakening looks like, I encourage you to get copies of my books, 1726, The Year That Defined America, and my latest book, America's Abolitionist Founding Fathers. These books will give you an idea what another great awakening, what it may look like, what its characteristics will be. Well, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you joined me here on a Monday morning. I hope you'll join me tomorrow. We will probably pick up with Paul's letter to the Colossians and the powerful truths that we are learning from that letter. But I wanted to share with you this article that I just posted to my blog. And again, if you want to go to my blog, go to my website, Eddie Hyatt, EddieHyatt.com, and just look over to the left. It's down towards the bottom on the left, and you will see a button there for blog. And just click on that, and that will take you to the 1726 blog. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on another Awakening Podcast.